As a station, we believe in playing content with artistic and cultural merit, and sometimes that category includes material which can be construed as offensive. For those who have children nearby or are sensitive to provocative material, the following broadcast may have strong language, themes, or be otherwise objectionable. Please consider tuning out and revisiting CITR after this program.
To a brand new show on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the University of British Columbia on unceded Musqueam territory, Vancouver. This is Albion, a show aiming to bring you the best new music coming out of the UK right now. Along with that, I'll also be bringing you the most exciting Canadian artists I discover whilst exploring Vancouver. I'm Sachin, and if you haven't guessed, I'm an English exchange student, and I'm going to be with you every Tuesday at 2 from now on. And it's my pleasure to welcome you to the show. I started proceedings, fittingly, with the Libertines, the band who created the idea of Albion, which this show borrows its name from. And that track was called Love on the Dole, which was originally written for their Legs 11 release, which was way back in the early noughties. But they've resurrected it for the special edition of their recent album, Anthems for a Doomed Youth. Which is long overdue, but a really, really cracking record. I've got a lot of great music for you to come over the next hour, starting with one of my favourite young bands at the moment, who are called Blavenon. They're named after a small Welsh town, but hail from Hampshire. And they're three teenagers that have just returned from a year-long break from music in order to complete their A-levels. That's the British equivalent of high school. And they've returned with this EP, which is called Miss World, and this is the title track from it. It's called Hell Is My Head, and it's glorious, and I'm really excited to share it with you now. So yeah.
You'll ever find I'll be the only one you'll ever find.
And you're back listening to Albion on CITR 101.9 FM, also streaming on CITR.ca. What you heard after Blaenavon was White Horse by Sightlines, a Vancouver-based band with their influence heavily based in 90s post-punk. And that track is taken from the Alarm Records Cassette Store Day release, which came out on October the 17th. And following that was a track called Who Are You by Spring King, who are a British band from Manchester. And they were actually, the Poor Souls were the first band to be played on Apple Beats Radio by Zane Lowe. The track that played was called City, which is actually a brilliant song. Don't think any less of them. And all of their music is actually recorded in drummer Tarek Moose's, his mum's old sewing room. So it's proper DIY. And the next artist I've got for you is another very DIY artist. He's called Mark Wynn. And the song I'm going to play you is called Paul McCartney Up the Shard, taken from his debut album, Skivvy, A Much More Noble Occupation. It's spoken word almost, so it's a little bit change of tone. And if you buy it from his Bandcamp online, he will send you a personalised copy of his magazine that he puts out every month called Dirty Work. So I hope you like it.
This one's called Paul McCartney, The Shard, talking about auto-tuned vocals is the advert that stops me watching panda videos on YouTube when I'm pissed and I'm over and in love with what I'm not supposed to be in love with anymore, but I'm meant to kill it. I can, bitter, jaded, cynical, I've been not complaining. If I'm straight as I can be about it, as a man said to me in Bognor, he said to me, explained it. Not bitter or jaded, you either shit as successful. The man in the Bon Jovi tribute, jaded, I doubt it, I don't know, I don't have many friends. Bon Jovi tribute acts. Records, I don't buy them, he says to me, not unless they're brilliant. Are the ones I make brilliant? Perhaps not. Music made by record collectors, I don't want it. Lovely LP, vinyl sounds great, really warm. Play through a shit system, what's it gonna sound like? Naff, innit? Uniform definition, trick banner mechanism of what it is. Nostalgia for something that for you never once did exist. That was about my barren sex life. Copping off to Killing Moon, opinionated tossers on the internet, folk singers on Twitter. Career is cock ends. Here is my dinner in Aberdeen. Tough out here on the road, getting pissed reading books. Minus responsibility. Now, in fact, I want to change the title of this one. This one's called Rod Stewart's American Songbook Ruined My Christmas. 5 albums in, he does the best of at Christmas. Is it any wonder I want to strangle my brother and my dad and his defeatist nonsense? You just suck it up, don't you? Do you? Compromise. Nice, nice, nice. Like to be liked. A line by a band you've never heard of called Echolocation, let me sleep on their sofa. Foot on the computer monitor, beats for breakfast, a list of the station. Nonsense, it's me telling you that, and you're listening to it.
Mark your calendars. Discorder Magazine's fall fundraiser is around the corner. Wander out of your multi-week post-Halloween stupor and directly into the Astoria this November 19th for live performances by Revered, TV Ugly, Mesa Luna, and Late Spring. DJ Danny Vancouver will have all night sets in between the bands. With doors opening at 8, tickets are only $5 at the door before 10 p.m. and $10 after. Proceeds go towards supporting Vancouver's longest-running independent music magazine. Discorder needs your help to stay in print, so come on up for a night of sweet tunes and keep alt coverage of Vancouver and Canadian music, arts, and culture alive. Visit www.discorder.ca for all the details.
Every second Wednesday of the month from 6 to 9 is Women in Queer Night at the Bike Kitchen. Bring your bike and give it some love in this safe and positive space for anyone who identifies as female or queer. Come learn how to fix your own bike with the help of a female or queer identified mechanic and volunteers. Plus, there's free pizza. Visit bikecoop.ca for more information.
I know. I wouldn't give the benefit. That kills my own will, but I bet.
You're back with Albion on CITR 101.9 FM. What you heard after Mark Gwynn was Revered with Twiddle My Thumb, which, as you also heard, they will be headlining the Discorder fundraiser at the Astoria on this Thursday night, the 19th of November. So I'd really recommend getting down there if you can. It should be a really cracking night. And I've got another band to come next for you that are also playing at that event, TV Ugly, with a great example of their self-identified garbage pop, and this track is called Shit Eating from their EP UCLA Yankee Cola.
Thank you. tired and I'm bored. We've been waiting by the shops for like an hour just to get to California town. But Daisy slowly drag. Let's call the local slacks and sing it louder. And we are all happy for singing, drinking in the cans all night. Yeah. Singing, drinking in the cans all night. We children of the streets, listen to a word about tomorrow. Cause the world is at our feet, man. So try and just relax. Smoke another fag and ease your sorrows. This is lots of all I need. Singing, drinking in the cans. Oh, no, yeah. Singing.
You're listening to Albion on CITR 101.9 FM. What you just heard after TV Ugly was a band called Pretty Vicious with the track Cave Song. They're a band from a small Welsh town, and despite only having two songs on SoundCloud, they've kicked up quite a fuss back home with most of the major record labels trying to sign them. I don't think they've got a deal yet. I just feel sorry for them for all the pressure that's been put on them, but you can't really blame everyone after listening to the two tracks they put up. The really, really positive. And after that was a track called No by a London three-piece called Yak, who are actually Jack White endorsed that latest track, and their next EP are going to come out on Third Man Records. And they do have some of the best riffs around, so you can see why Jack White's got interested. What I'm going to play for you next is a Vancouver-based band called Knife Pleats, who supported Joanna Gruson on Sunday night. And it's just a glorious bit of pop punk.
Thank you. Madrid. Everybody plays a beautiful game while I'm in Brazil. Cause it's all you've ever wanted, and it's all that you want still. Don't you wanna play the beautiful game out in Brazil? I wanna play the beautiful game while I'm in Brazil. Cause everybody plays a beautiful game out in Brazil. It's all you've ever wanted, and it's all that you want still. Don't you wanna play the beautiful game?
Discorder Magazine has been supporting local music for over 30 years. Thanks to the long-term support of the Rickshaw Theater, Discorder lives. Your favorite bands are playing at the Rickshaw Theater. Check out their calendar just behind the cover of Discorder Magazine or at rickshawtheater.com.
Radio show
is brewed fresh and served fresh at the peak of its flavor. If you're a tough customer, only the taste of this
radio show
will do. So go ahead, let Dunkin' Donuts make your
radio experience
exquisite
indeed.
Dunkin' Donuts, serving sweet treats from the Pop Underground, Thursdays, noon to 1.
And you're back, listening to Albion on CITR 101.9 FM. After Distant Ships by Knife Pleats, you heard a track called Brazil by a young teenager from London called Declan McKenna, who actually won Glastonbury's Emerging Talent competition last June. And that's the only track he's got going around right now, but he's got bags and bags of potential, so it'd be worth keeping an eye on him. After that, you heard Kate by Les Chaussettes, a Vancouver-based band who I caught a month ago now, supporting Chastity Belt, and they were really, really good live, a really, really tight set. So really worth going to their Bandcamp if you enjoyed that track. What I'm going to play for you next is one of probably my favourite Canadian band at the moment, a band called Dilly Dally, whose debut LP, Saw, came out a month ago. And I'm going to play you my favourite track from the album, which is called Purple Rage.
Thank you.
You're back listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the University of British Columbia on unceded Musqueam territory, Vancouver. What you just heard after Dilly Dally was a British band called Bloody Knees, who come from Cambridge, with their track called Stitches, which is about getting stitches in your face, imaginatively enough. And then moving into that, after that, sorry, was an artist called Rat Boy, who comes from Essex, with his track Fake ID, which is, his lyrics are the highlight of the track, but it's also a glorious Britpop guitar line underneath there as well. And yeah, he's one of my favourite artists coming out of the UK at the moment. We're almost out of time on Albion for this week, but I'll be back at the same time next week, Tuesdays at 2. And after me is Don with Radio Freethinker, and he'll be getting skeptical right after my final two tracks. I'm going to change the pace up first with a track called Move Systems by an artist called Georgia. She's a singer, producer, performer, writer from London, and this track is a glorious kind of sonic fuzz over a really Indian-inspired beat, and it really gets under your skin. So I'd recommend you checking out her debut release, which is also called Georgia, which came out in September. And then I'm going to leave you with Montreal's Ort and the title track from their most recent album, Sun's Coming Down. It's been a pleasure, and I hope you enjoy listening to the show, and I'll be back next week. And coming up next is Radio Freethinker.
Bones of my body break, that all or nothing soul shake.
I'm out. Grade 10, and I haven't had a cigarette since I've been arrested. I'm gonna f***ing snap. So I'd like to make a request under the People's Freedom of Choices and Voices Act that I be able to smoke and swear in your courtroom. Because if I can't swear, I'm f***ed.
The following programming may contain content that some listeners find offensive. If you are sensitive to foul language or explicit content, please turn your radio the f*** off now.
It's the We Are All Parisian edition of Radio Free Thinker. This week, tragedy in Paris, nuclear radiation, chupacabra, and the Ig Nobel Prize. Let's begin episode 317.
It's time for Radio Free Thinker, the show that applies skepticism and critical thinking to everyday issues. Place where reason and reality cross sort, politics, religion, economics, and of course, science. Now let's get ready to be skeptical.
The cosmos is also within us. We're made of sparks. We are away. The cosmos can know itself.
Across the sea of space, the stars are other suns. We've traveled this way before, and there is much to be learned.
Hello and welcome. Tis I, Don, your skeptical philosopher and political scientist. Okay, I'll begin this week's show by acknowledging the events in Paris last Friday. Since there may be some who are, for whatever reason, unaware, Paris was struck with a series of terrorist attacks that has left at least 129 people dead and several hundred wounded. And this was not some lone wolf attack. It seems pretty clear now that this was a well-organized, well-planned event, of which reports say that ISIS was behind it. And of course, ISIS, as always, is claiming responsibility for any attack that goes on. And this is on the heels of the deadly attack, also apparently by ISIS, in Lebanon. Before I provide context and nuance, I have to say these acts are deplorable, indefensible, and can in no way be excused. Those responsible should be brought to justice. Although I understand all the attackers but one have been killed, and there will be calls to apprehend those who aided in the planning of these attacks, as there should be. Okay, that said, I worry that in an effort to find the true conspirators, there will be the classic and predictable condemnation of all things Muslim. I confess, from what I've been hearing so far, there seems to have been little backlash to the local Muslim/Middle East community, although it's still early days. And actually, most of